celebrating homecoming with Anamosa High School, and we are getting to meet some of the student body on here, including Jalen Christensen, who is one of the homecoming court. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So I got to ask, school just started, and you know, all of a sudden you get nominated on that. Were you surprised?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it was like all the seniors get a pick, so it was just like fun to be a part of it and be involved.
Now, in addition to that, you're also on the volleyball team, and you guys are doing incredibly well.
Yeah, we've had a good start to the season. We're 13-1 at the moment, so good start.
What is your position?
I'm a back row player.
See, I think that those are the underappreciated ones, because you guys got to get it going for the girls up front.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, and you got to sacrifice your body to have a good pass.
But at 13-1, I think you've been doing quite well on there. How do you think you're going to progress and make it into tournament?
Yeah, I think we have a difficult upcoming tournament, but I think it'll challenge us for the best and push us to become better.
So you're already going to have all of the accolades and the activities as a member of the homecoming court, but what are some of the things that over the years in homecoming you've especially liked?
My favorite things are just like seeing the whole school get involved, everyone dressing up and showing up to like the football and volleyball games and just being like one big group, and we always have fun together.
Well, that's good. Now, is there a day on the dress-up days that you are going to rule?
I think Adam Sandler is my favorite, but there's Barbie Day this year. I think everyone's going to go full out for that. I'm excited to see everyone's outfits.
Now, do you think the guys are going to go total Ken?
Oh, yeah. I think some of them are going to go Ken. Some of them might even go Barbie, go get like a wig or something.
I think somebody should do the weird Barbie.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about that. We were asked our AD to do that.
See? Talk to a guy who has two little girls that play Barbies all the time. Well, Jalen, we hope that you have a great finish to the volleyball season, a good homecoming. And you got plans for after you leave these hallowed halls yet?
Yeah, I'm planning on going to Kirkwood to get my AA and then transferring to UNI into like a psych major.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck. Jalen Christensen, one of the student body here at Anamosa, celebrating homecoming right here on the radio, Mix 94.7 KMCH.